I turn right off the track, off the third turn, and as I do, the headlights on my pace car pick up tombstones.
I'm Mark Garrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
This is the kind of racing you can feel in your chest. Every lap, all on the line. This is Echo Park Speedway, the hottest track in NASCAR. 3 days of tailgates, camping, and full throttle fun. But Sunday is chaos, speed, and glory. This February 22nd, the Auto Trader 400 takes over Atlanta. Get tickets at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
In the final countdown, I've got only 5 shows left. And one of the most interesting people I met when I began my career at MRN back in the 80s was the late Bob Latford. He was the ultimate NASCAR historian and back in the day was also a pace car driver with quite a cryptic tale to tell.
This was at Fonda, New York, which is a little half-mile track alongside the Erie Canal. And early in the race, J.T. Putney just stacked the entire field up. I'm in a pace car. Cars are wedged all the way from the inside guardrail to the outer edge of the track. I get down there. The few cars that had made it through are behind me. I turn right off the track, off the third turn. And as I do, the headlights on my pace car pick up tombstones. There's a cemetery right there. There's no way of getting around it. I'm already right in the middle of it. All I can do is thread my way through the grave markers. The race cars have no headlights. All they can do is follow my taillights going through. And we had to do that for 2 laps. Once we got out of the cemetery, then we come back up in the fourth turn. After 2 laps, they had cleared a path big enough to get through. But that was a tiptoeing through the tombstones on a Thursday night in Fonda, New York. It's one of the things that will really stand out. Because David Pearson won the race, and he says, good thing you had taillights, because that's the only thing I could see going out there on that dark cemetery.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Here's another story to tell you just how far NASCAR has come. One night, Richard Petty was racing on a Florida bull ring with no wall, and he wound up flying off the track.
And it landed out in the water, up to about the bottom of the door. And so I unbuckled and looked around. All we could see was lights, but he looked up back up the bank. Kept hearing splash, splash. I really didn't think that much about it. And so the wrecker came. Said, I'm going to throw you the chain, and you hook to the top of the roll bar and pull it out. I said, no, come on down here and hook up. He said, I ain't coming down there. I said, them's alligators out in there. Uh-oh.
PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.